Hey everyone,
and welcome back to
BSG Brawl Stars Guides.
I'm Sharpshooter 354,
and I'm Julie Assassin.
Today is the 21st episode of BSG,
and the third episode of our side series,
Tier Time. So today we are doing the top five star power gadget combos in Brawl Stars,
and this will be half the time as our usual episodes because we are taking a break for the rest of the episode
because we've had a lot going on this past week, and it might actually end up being more than half an episode depending on how much we talk because we only have five star power gadget combos.
Yes, so the first one, so we have, yeah,
and
like
also
you said,
we'd like to say that we got the idea for this by Kairos Time. We're not really copying him because we have slightly different opinions, but we got the idea from Kairos Time, so we just like to thank Kairos for the idea.
Yes, and so the fifth one is Penny,
and so Penny's Last Blast and Pocket Detonator gadget star power combo.
Yeah, so what it does is Penny's gadget can blow up her turret and
manually deal 1,500 damage to anyone who's within one tile of it.
Yeah, and for, what's the star power?
Last Blast.
For Last Blast, when it explodes or whatever,
whenever her turret is destroyed, it shoots out a bunch of cannonballs that each deal, I think it's around 1,680 damage.
Yeah.
It deals the normal damage of one of Penny's cannonballs.
Yes.
And so we picked this for fifth because the star power, Last Blast, does a lot of damage, and being able to control when it does that damage and when you can activate Last Blast is a really powerful thing. And if someone gets too close to the turret, you can also deal that additional 1,500 damage on top of all that damage provided by Last Blast, which in total can take out almost every single brawler in the game if you hit all of the shots in the perfect situation of only one brawler being locked on, which is the best situation, because a lot of the time Penny will be like 1v1ing someone, and then she can just throw it down and they walk into it if they're like close to Penny, and then she could throw it down on top of them, explode it, which does 1,500 damage, and then the additional damage from the cannonballs does a lot. And so we think that additional damage piled up from the gadget and the star power is what makes it good enough to be in fifth. But the reason that it's not higher is because Last Blast has a huge luck factor that makes it not as good, because there's a huge chance that they could actually just dodge all of the cannonballs.
Yeah, so next up is fourth, which is Nita.
And so Nita's star power, Hyper Bear, which makes it Bruce, Nita's bear, attack 60% faster, and Nita's gadget, Bear Paws, which stuns enemies within a one tile radius of Nita's bear, Bruce, for approximately 1 second.
Yes, so we put this in fourth because, so it's really good because, so when Nita uses her gadget, it stuns people, and then like Sharpshooter 354 said, Hyper Bear makes Bruce Slice 60% faster, which does a ton of damage, but it got nerfed so that the gadget can only be used 2 times a game, but it does like a lot of damage, and it also helps Nita recharge her super.
And then if she recharges her super, she can throw it down again, which basically is a free super recharge if she uses the gadget correctly by throwing it down on someone and instantly stunning them. So not even does she also, on top of that damage, and she might even get a kill with the gadget, on top of that, once her bear dies, she can put down a new bear and push the enemy back even further. But as Julie Assassin said before, the reason that we did not put this in the top three is because
it got nerfed.
And so Nita can only use it twice per match now. And so that's a big nerf because that's 33% of all of her gadget use is taken away. And so I can tell from personal experience, it feels a lot different when you can only use it twice. And it probably could have been second or maybe even first if it hadn't been nerfed. Right, Julie Assassin?
Definitely. Okay, so the third one is Bull.
With his tough guy star power and his T-bone injector gadget.
So what it does is...
The star power.
Tough guy.
It makes Bull have a 30% damage reduction when he's below 40% health. And his gadget, T-bone injector, instantly heals him 1,500 damage.
Yeah. So,
we think that this is... I'm sorry, Julie Sasson.
Oh,
no. Did you want to take this one?
It's okay, you can go.
So, we think this is very good because if you time it right, Bull can actually have a survivability that is up to 10,000 health, which is as much as Frank with Sponge. And so, really, it can save him a bunch of health because... If he has a 30% damage reduction when going below 40% health, that's already helping him have more survivability. But right before he dies, if you use his gadget, then if you time it right, he can still have the 30% damage reduction after you use his gadget, which makes his gadget have a lot more value because of the 30% damage reduction comboed with it. And so this survivability can make a Bull, because he already has a lot of health, be almost impossible to kill.
Yeah, so it's really good, but it's just not as good as Sprout or Poco's. And so the second...
You kind of just spoiled it.
Well, I was just going to say that the second one was Sprout.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, so as Julie Assassin said, the second one is Sprout. And let's just hope you forgot the first one. And so Sprout, we said...
Sorry about that, guys.
It's okay, Julie Assassin. So Sprout has his photosynthesis star power and his garden mulcher gadget. And so the photosynthesis star power, do you want to say what it does, Julie Assassin?
Sure. So it reduces damage by 30% when Sprout is in bushes.
And it also has, I think, a 2 to 3 second cooldown rate after he's outside. So not really a cooldown rate, but like it stays active for a few seconds even after he's outside the bush. And then, Julie Assassin, do you want to say what Garden Mulcher does?
Sure. So Garden Mulcher heals 2,000 damage and consumes a bush.
And does it do that instantly or over time?
It
does it instantly, Julie Assassin.
Yes.
And so it instantly heals Sprout 2,000 health, which paired with the 30% damage reduction with Sprout can make it to have a value of about 2,800 damage, which the 30% damage reduction really helps it increase its value. And Sprout being a thrower with low health, really it's not that, like, if you don't really want to go into bushes that much with throwers, right, Julie Assassin?
Definitely.
Because then there could be a tank like Bull in there. But with this, it helps Sprout have more survivability inside bushes, because with the 30% damage reduction, it makes Sprout have so much more survivability. And then that paired with the Garden Mulcher star power makes Sprout have a bunch of survivability, which makes her... I accidentally said her because I probably was thinking of, like, Nani or something. But it makes Sprout have, even more survivability than a brawler like 8-Bit, with these two paired up. And because they both require you to be in bushes, then it actually makes it have even more value, because some of these stuff don't require the same thing. But, like, let's say one of them didn't require being in a bush, it wouldn't have as much value. But since they both require being in a bush, then it makes it have more value, because one of them doesn't have less value because the other doesn't require being in a bush. And so the reason we didn't put this in first, I'm sorry if I'm talking a lot on this, but, I mean, there's only five, so we gotta make each one count. But, see, the reason that it isn't in first is because we feel like it's not as much healing and survivability as the first one, but it's more than Bull's, because Bull's is only 1,500 damage.
Wow, that was really insightful.
Yes.
Okay, so the last one, hopefully you forgot what I said.
So sorry that, about that again. It can be a surprise.
It's 3, 2, 1.
Poco! So, a lot of you may be surprised about this, but a lot of you may not be surprised about this. You can have your own opinions. And so, really, Poco's Decapo star power makes it so that whenever his attack hits a friendly figure on Poco's team, it instantly heals the friendly figure 700 health. And so, this star power by itself can get up to 2,100 healing on just one brawler, and paired with Poco's super, which adds over that and can almost double it, then that makes it have even more value even without adding the gadget. Because really, if you have the Decapo, which can add 2,100 healing, and his super at max level, because you're at max, because you have to be at max to have a star power, which also adds a 2,940 healing, that's almost, I think that is, if you do the math, that's 5,040 healing without the gadget. And Poco's gadget, which is, I can't remember the name really, but Poco's gadget heals 500 damage per second. It is called Tuning Fork. I'm sorry, I forgot that.
That's
it.
Okay.
Heals all nearby allies within, I think it's a 1.5 tile radius of Poco when he activates it. It heals them 500 health per second for 5 seconds total.
Wow.
And so, in total, if you add that 2,500 healing onto the 5,040 healing, then that's a total of 7,590 healing. And if Poco can recharge some of his shots and get a super, that's even more healing for
his
team.
Good.
Which means
good.
That if he has a lot of ammo, his super, and his gadget ready for his team can basically be almost invincible, which can really help in some modes, like if your teammate's trying to walk it in Brawl Ball. So this healing really helps a lot, because a lot of people don't really think of Poco as, like, they don't really think of his star power gadget combo as, like, one of the top ones, because it's not that flashy. But a really good Poco who knows how to help his team can really change the game a lot, because that's over 7,000 healing, which is a lot, right, Julius Assassin?
Yeah, that's crazy good, and that is why we put Poco as first, because it just blows away everything.
And because a lot of these got nerfed, like Sprout's gadget got nerfed from 3,000 to 2,000, and Nita's gadget got nerfed from 3 uses to 2 uses, but this hasn't gotten nerfed yet, which is also part of the reason why we put it in first.
Yes. So that is it for this half episode, and
well, it technically is kind of like a 3/4 episode.
Yeah.
Because usually our episodes are between 15 and 20 minutes, or maybe even more than 20 minutes, but like this episode ended up being around 15 minutes, so I guess we kind of expected it to be shorter than it actually was, because we kind of talked a lot, because we were adding a lot of details.
Yeah.
This episode.
because we only did the top five. So
if it was the top 10, we probably would have talked less about each one. Less. Because then it would have made this, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah, the last two, Sprout and Poco, were, like, longer than the other ones.
Yeah, because they're, like, the top ones.
Yeah. Okay, so thank you so much for watching.
Listening. And please tell friends and family about BSG. And this is Sharpshooter 354.
And Julius Assen
signing off.